Is there a summary or a table that lays out, answers those questions?
Yeah, they're our legal, we have spreadsheets with all the legal invoicing and stuff.
Do so we have copies of that?
No, I can give you copies of it.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
And with regard to current general counsel particularly, there was no indication as to what our outstanding legal expenses are. Excuse me. And my question is there a spreadsheet that provides information on attorney's fees and cost? Yes. And do we already have that, or will you need to?
You have an older version. I have to give you an updated version.
We'd appreciate that.
Okay. All right.
Joe. Hi, Levon. Hi. My question has to do with Democracy Now.
Mm-hmm.
You say we're paying them now $154,000 a quarter?
$156,000.
Right. So that's what, $600,000 a year, give or take. And how much are they, do you know how much Democracy Now! Is raising for the foundation?
We actually try to do that on the fund drive sheet to show how much we actually raise from Democracy Now! So this was a spring drive, and this, let's see if we have it updated here. I'm playing with an apple here. We do have that as a number, but it's not in there. It could be. So yeah, we do try to we have that on the sheet in order to do that. So I'll have to make sure that that's updated to. There's Gary. No. Oh, here we go. Yeah, here it is. Right here. Okay. Let's see. We're going to. Okay, we have some of it here. We can look at KPFAs for Democracy Now.
While you're checking that, what is where we've been sent that spreadsheet?
It's on the CD-ROM that I'm giving out. But this one, yeah, this one has going out at the end of May. I think I sent it on one of our phone conference calls. I think we sent this out. Arlene spoke to it. So here we have it here at PFW. There's a $31,000 in the spring drive. Overall, $205,000.
So that's how much
for the spring drive.
That's how much they're bringing in.
In the spring drive. And then KPFKs is not on here. That's on another sheet.
So, I mean, on an annual basis.
Oh, so if you have four major drives and you think you're doing about 2+K, we'll probably do. So that looks like about the cost, the $600,000 plus is covered by about, you would think, $800,000.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
We're way over the 15 minutes, but it's clear that the board wants to engage with this issue. So what I'd like to suggest is that people take less than 3 minutes apiece to ask their questions, and we'll take as many as we need. Is there any objection to doing that?
I don't know, because I'm engaging mine on the questions that everyone else has been asking, so I don't know if I can do it in 3 minutes or not. I will try.
Okay. That's all we can ask.
Can I just add one sentence about Democracy Now?
Yes.
I think we also need to recognize that that is a service that we also offer to the affiliates, and so that's a piece in there, too.
Got it.
It's not included in any affiliate budget, but it is.
Okay. Leslie.
Okay, adapting quickly here. Thank you, LaVon, for your report. And thank you also. I've been asking about consultants for months now, and I appreciate the fact very much that they are no longer in our budget. But thank you for hearing me on that. I do want to point.
Can I just say, I'm sorry to take up your time, but you know, we have been looking at that, and we have targeted that, and where and you know, it's not only just the cost, but it's, are you doing it correctly? So you know, that makes us in line with our with all labor laws, too. So that's good.
Thank you so much. I want to point out that at least the version of the spreadsheet I have in front of me, the crafts fair entry is still there, and we discussed that earlier, that that needs to be reassigned, that you're showing a deficit under the crafts fair, and there is no crafts fair. For BAI.
Yeah, that's our Rothenburg. That's, again.
That needs to go somewhere else.
Well, it's community. I think the expenses are in the community events, but the,
and it's showing a big deficit, and it's kind of an error that needs to be fixed.
It's just, you know, where that person is posting it, so, yeah, we have to make a point to not post it there.
Thank you.
Sure.
Looking down the list, I do appreciate the efforts to increase collections. I understand at Kay they're doing robocalls now. At least that's what I've heard. I haven't received one. But I would like to suggest that at Kay we have also done having volunteers make those calls, and it might be interesting, since we have a little pool and a comparison, to see if robocalls or having volunteers make calls brings in more of those collections. I think that would be a fairly easy comparison to make now, and we would have a good sense of that. But my big concern is the bottom line. I'm looking at a document that says we're looking at a $1.3 million shortfall this year. And I believe I heard you say that you're hoping that we might actually be able to break even.
Before the audit.
Before the audit.
Yes.
Okay. Assuming the audit is for the current fiscal year, is that what we're talking about
here? The audit also includes, you know, if you look at our balance sheet, we have an estimate on depreciation. So the audit includes depreciation. So when you have your loss, it's that expense that's added on. So I'm just saying raw information, raw data. We have, we're currently at $63,000 deficit on our P&L.
Mm-hmm.
And we have taken some actions. We have some actions we have to take.
Understood.
And we have some fund drives that are beginning in August. We have a schedule on that. And actually, KPFA begins their fall fund drive in September. And see, that's what's going to get KPFA at break even.
Okay. Two questions come out of this. First of all, if we are looking at a $1.3 million deficit 9 months into the year, no matter how you swing it, I see real difficulties making that up in the last quarter.
Where do you see the 1.3? I'm sorry.
It's on the document that you sent out. Let's see. You sent a message to us saying that there was going to be a $1.3 million deficit yesterday or the day before?
KPFK?
No. You're not helping Campbell. I just had this. I'm sorry, I don't have a laptop. I do not own a laptop.
Okay, the variance in terms of the listener support or revenue. Let me just pull up that.
Let me see what we're talking about here.
I think it's the bottom line on the consolidated budget difference between budget and
actual.
Not the actual number, not the actual.
Not the income
and expense, but compared to budget based on listener support.
And that is balanced by, of course, expense reduction. Got that.
No, not 1.3. I was about to have a heart attack.
Let's see.
And I shouldn't play around with that expression.
Let's see. You're right. You do say the total revenue for June year to date is $1.3 million worse than budget and slightly above revenue from the prior year.
Yeah.
The revenue shortfall is in listener support, and you don't talk here. You do talk a little bit about expenses being down. I'm hoping we can make that up by year's end.
Listener support?
That we can break even on the budget somehow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think all of us.
I don't think we'll break even on the budget, but I think we'll break even on the expenses versus revenue.
Okay, expenses to revenue. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's been my goal,
Leslie,
from the beginning.
I have one more question, and unfortunately, if there is a shortfall, are we talking about redistributing money between stations to make that shortfall up, or how would that shortfall be handled?
That's a good question. All of the stations, with the exception of KPFK, which evidently doesn't need it because all of their cash is not restricted. It's unrestricted. But the other stations do have pockets of restricted cash that perhaps have these there are gifts or bequests that perhaps you can use if you're in those types of circumstances. So that's the first thing that you would look at, is how you can use restricted cash because as I said before, we're not printing money at 1925.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what you have to do first.
Alex.
I have two questions. First, to get back to the attorney's fees and the fines that were incurred for one case, you said that those were deducted from the attorney's bill. Does that mean that the attorney, in effect, ate those fines?
Yes, that's what that would mean.
Okay, thank you. My other question, I just wanted to follow up on the management letter as it applies to WBAI. I know you've sent out this timeline with the progress reports for how we're going to do it. And there are a number of issues regarding pledges at WBAI, and I probably shouldn't go into them in detail. I don't know. I think some of this, is any of this information confidential on the pledges in the management letter?
Well, there's a management letter. Then there was a letter to the board that was private. But the management letter that was public, okay, you can discuss.
Okay, I understand that because of the management turnover and various other problems, there have still been some problems. I think there has been some progress in some areas. I was wondering if we could get. I don't expect you to have it right now in your head, but if we could get at some point in the near future a listing of which of the items in the management letter specifically as regards to pledges have been met, which are yet to be met. These are going to be big challenges for our new IGM, I'd just like to know how that's going.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be giving a complete report on the management letter, item by item, and where we are with things within the next several weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Sean.
Thank you, and thank you, Laverne. As usual, well done. And
thank you.
I just have one quick question. I see here you mentioned the missing $375,000 check, and I'm wondering, did we ever figure out who within our organization went to the Heath Foundation and undermined our reputation and our credibility to the point where we now have
appropriate. Arlene is telling me something about shouldn't be asking this. So what?
I don't think this should be an open session.
The answer shouldn't be in open session. Okay.
Should I just wait?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. Very good. I'll be happy to wait.
So I gather there is an answer, and we'll give it to you in closed session.
And I'm happy to get that answer. Thank you very much.
Tracy.
By the way, I wasn't asking for a name at this point. I was just asking, have we figured out?
I think the answer is yes.
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 Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Then we will take up that issue in closed session. Guaranteed. Thank you.
Well, I can just say that I did speak with the attorney for the Heath Foundation, and my initial discussion with him was that he was not very happy because he had been told this information. So you're right, and we'll discuss it in
closed session. Thank you.
Tracy.
Okay. Apologies for missing the early part of your report, Laverne, and if you already addressed this matter, please feel free to tell me. But I just wanted to sort of ask for a bit of a prognosis on Free Speech Radio News and Pacifica's relationship to it. As you know, it's a product that's closely enmeshed with Pacifica and came out of our democratization process. It is still heavily financially dependent on Pacifica, and its fortunes are very entwined with ours. So I wanted to sort of get a sense of the financial relationship, how it's going, and what the prognosis is for the end of the year.
Thank you for that question. I think that Free Speech Radio News, FSRN, is very important to Pacifica, and it's important to our affiliates, too. So we we are facing financial challenges this year, you know, primarily like the point that Leslie made. We're $1.3 million worse than budget in listener support, and that's what's fueling it. And that we actually had a meeting, the senior staff, with Arlene and I and Free Speech Radio News, their board members, and some of their staff. And they're all wonderful people. I love them dearly. And we are trying, and we talk with their, I'm not sure, Nathan Moore, who would work for the foundation and was doing a very good job before there were cuts made in November of 2008 at the national staff. So we're in communication with him all the time. You know, I'm familiar even when I was working the two jobs, and I was in New York, and I had control of certain funds in order to make sure that FSRN stayed whole, and that we're committed to that. We talk with them. We told them that, and you know, we just want you know, again, I think it's very important, and I think that that's something that is part of Pacifica's mission, and that's what, you know, the funds come in. That's what we're supposed to be committed to. So we realize that, and they realize that when the foundation has financial, if we're stretched, that it kind of like goes down and affects them. So again, we're committed. We do everything we can do to make sure that certain obligations that they have are met timely.
Okay, Campbell.
Thank you.
In regard to the budgeting that had been done at WPFW, and we've had an interim general manager for more than a year now, I noticed that there was no budget for search costs at WPFW. Shouldn't that have been part of what was expected? You've mentioned that in the budgeting we try to do things that are expected, and I would think that with an interim general manager, there would be search costs involved in getting a permanent general manager, and that was certainly at the time this budget was prepared that we're looking, you know, comparing the actuals to, that this was something that was understood last year.
Well, you know, I might also add that when you do budgeting, sometimes you don't get every line item. And so, I certainly in my training, I don't encourage this, but sometimes you have like, you don't call it other, you might call it something else. And those little things that you miss, they will be taken care of in this other. So, you know, you're pointing out that, you know, search cost it should have been in there. So, search carry costs, then we can look at this little bucket that we had and say, well, that takes care of that.
Well, along with that, the budget does include a number of items that you said were somehow expected, but that, you know, there isn't anything to support in terms of revenue, at least six of those items that were listed there. And, you know, the concerns that had been raised in some years prior, I'll say upwards to in 08, was that the revenue side of the budgets tended to look like wish lists. And on National Finance Committee, when I was involved as treasurer of WPFW, what occurred was that we gave close analysis to that. I don't know if subsequent to that for this past year's
budget.
Can
I just interrupt? Can I just interrupt? I'm sorry, Campbell, but can you get to your question?
The question is in regard to the budgeting process, and I do know budgeting. I've done it for many years.
Thank you.
The budget process, what should have been expected insofar as identifying categories of revenues. Apparently, numbers were just thrown in, it looks like, without any kind of basis for these numbers. And that's a concern.
Okay, so what I suggest is that if the process is starting again, or has started. So I suggest that you, at PFW, that you see what would happen this year and your concerns, that you get with that with the committee and express your concerns about going forward, because there's nothing we can do about last year. I mean, it's there. There's nothing we can do. So I suggest that we need to move forward. Your experience in budgeting, I suggest you get with the group that's doing the budgeting now, that, you know, you perhaps serve like a review process. Whatever has been done, you want to look at it, go through it, make sure that either it's proven or it's not proven, it's there, it's not there, or any other things. So I think that, you know, the questions you're asking, they're all very good, and I think that we can go forward on that, but we can't fix the past.
The specific concern that I have is that you're the CFO at that time that these budgets were done,
mm-hmm.
That they were passed by the National Finance Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I thought that you would be engaged in that and that there would have been a process of validating the kinds of revenue projections that were
Okay, well, let me tell you about the process. Yeah, I'm on the National Finance Committee. I have one vote. There are the five stations, there are five treasurers, five directors, and then I'm on there. So I have one of the 11 votes. So that's the way it is. So, again, what I suggest is that, you know, when budgets pass, it's the committee pass it. I have one vote. So I suggest, again, that we need to move forward, that I cannot fix the 2010 budget. It's there. We have 2.5 months to go. That I suggest that these concerns you have, that, again, you get with the PFW staff, And LSB, you're on the LSB.
I think this conversation has lost any power in going forward. Let's see, Rico.
Thank you. Thanks, Laverne, for your report. Rico Ross, KPFK. There are basically four things that we have to concentrate on to bring in revenue. One of them is the programming that attracts people to the station. Two, fundraising, which we seem to be addressing always, sometimes too much as on radio if we're talking 30 days of fundraising. Three, trying to be more efficient and making cuts. And the fourth thing I think we really disregard, which is membership, building membership, getting our brand out there, and I think that maybe there should be some consideration about creating or increasing the budget for actually getting that brand name out there, letting people know that we're out there, attracting young people, because once we have them. Like college students, then we've got them for generations, which, you know, could be money I think well spent.
I agree that those are all very important points, and again, you know, I encourage everyone on the board, whether you're on the finance committee or not, that these ideas that you have, you listen in, and when you see things that are going forward and it's missing, that you know, let us know if you want to participate. I'm sure I'll put the vote to the committee. I'll only have one vote, though, and we'll see if we can allow you to speak. And that would work particularly during the budget development for your station. So please do that.
Let me say that one of the things that we want to get to in this meeting is the promotions discussion, which is what's up next. And we're going to be running out of time for that, so please encourage the rest of the people to be as brief as possible. Jennifer?
Hi, LaVarne. Thanks for your report. Jennifer Jager, WBAI. I've been interested in this question for a while. How do we identify major donors? Would we do it through national, or we do it through each station's business office. I ask this question because I think we should develop a major donor program where we identify and cultivate those donors when they drop off the radar, that we get them back on the radar by paying, you know, personal attention to them, calling them up, and dealing with their concerns. I don't see, at least at WBAI, that any particular attention has been paid to this group of members.
Thank you for the question. It's very important. I think at WBAI, your new general manager also knows database, so he knows you can go into MIMSIS and you can pull that up. And as far as at WBAI, major donors, also by word of mouth, like with your programmers, they know major donors, and they also are willing to participate in getting the information to these major donors so that we can encourage them to support again. Because when we were there, we were working with Janet Coleman and Michio Kaku, who had agreed to, we'd looked at doing something at Blue Hill, and that he had agreed to support that. So, you know, you have the programmers, you have the staff, you have the list, you have the manager, and I think you guys are, I mean, it's just, I mean, the last, we have 2.5 months. I mean, something can be organized there. So this is very important. And the other thing is that in terms of major donors, we were able to work with an individual who will be anonymous, who actually put WBAI in their will. So, you know, those are, you know, and someone else was talking about planned giving and starting those groups up. So that's really encouraging, and that helps, you know, that is our message. That is what sustains us. So, yes.
Afia, and that'll be the last. Jim? Jim, you hadn't spoken. Go ahead.
Well, this is sort of, it's Jim Bennett, WMNF in Tampa, formerly with KPFA for many years. This is sort of a human resources question, but I'm trying to approach it from a financial angle. Was there any sort of financial feasibility done for any of the stations that needed to do cuts in terms of the alternative of furloughs rather than as a form of salary reduction?
Well, I think when we were talking about these reductions at KPFA, I think that the initial work that was done on that was in prior to November 2008, when the cuts were made at the other stations. So whatever work that was done on at that time, I was not on the board. So I really can't tell you what was initially done. Now, we know that at BAI there was some cut of key personnel, so it really hampered the station in terms of getting some of that work done that we've been talking about, the fulfillment of pledges. But as far as this reduction at KPFA, I think that it has been worked on over the time since I came on last year, that Ahmad Anderson, who's the HR director, and working with Arlene, that, you know, they've talked with staff, they've talked with, we went through the labor, the CWA contract with the union representatives there. We talked about that issue at that time so they would be aware of. So, you know, I think the the reduction in hours, you know, if that's going to stick, it has to be monitored very carefully, and to achieve those reductions and make them permanent, or, you know, until times change. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the economy. You know, I also don't have a crystal ball, but I think that with your station, Jim, why don't you tell us just briefly, if you don't mind,
He did actually.
Okay. Well, you did better than expected for gold this past fund drive.
Afia.
What if you want, guys, a PMB affiliate representative, what is the status of the affiliate program budget preparation for this year? And since AudioPort has not been automated and $5,000 was allocated last year, can you tell us what the $5,000 was used for?
As far as I think, if we had it as set aside as capital, that would mean that, you know, we still have it there in the budget to to do, which is probably what we did. So, but the a program in terms of the budget, you know, we're committed again. We wanted last year to have a separate budget, you know, that we can consolidate with the national office for the affiliate program. And, you know, that's the affiliate in terms of revenue going into the national office. That's the way it was initially set up. We have an affiliates director, Nia, who manages this program, who also would like to see, you know, separately how much is coming in. But you, if you look at our results, you look at our budget, you see affiliate income. The headcount is rolled into the national office, but we did have a separate spreadsheet with these costs for the affiliate program identified. And you know, at the national office, we have a person who's a volunteer who does invoicing for the affiliates program.
So has the budget for 2010 been prepared?
11. I do not have a copy of it. That's something that I have to work on diligently.
And,
okay.
And in terms of that, we have set aside, or we are utilizing a part of that $5,000 for the development of a technical manual that will go with the new audio port. That's one of the portions of that that's being used. And there may be some programming costs that are affiliated. So that money is still totally earmarked for that use.
Let me understand. You're doing a manual for software that hasn't been designed at this point?
John, would you tell us what the status of this audio port is?
Could I ask Jim, because his station is using it, and they're not using it. It's not like his station is the only one that can use it. All the stations that want to, that contact us and say, yes, we'd like to use the new audio port, can start using the podcasting features. It's implemented. It's working. I think that they're using it for... Jim, would you speak about this? Because it's better. Because
March.
Yes. We basically have one of our HD signals, which is a news and public affairs channel, is completely automated. And we pull a number of programs from AudioPort. So we work quite closely with John and Otis to try to get that done, and had to do some work on our end to make it work, but we were able to do it. So based on our experience, we offered and volunteered through Arlene to try to come up with instructions so that other stations can easily utilize some of what we did to do it on their own.
So as I understand it, then it's operational. It needs some instructions on the receiving end,
right? So that they can implement
it.
It doesn't need anything
special. And software. That's
no, the software is free. The software that you put on your side is open source software. It's all about implementation. You could be implementing it right now,
John and Jim. In fact, Jim was present, and I'd like this to be on the record, that the extent, while it's true that there was an upgrade that was done for Jim's station, the
it was not done
additional,
for Jim's station.
We did the upgrade ourselves.
And the additional, that there were additional requirements to reduce the level of human intervention, which is still inconsistent with the ordinary, common, ordinary definition of automation. And
no, that's incorrect. It's maybe you're using
that's,
a different...
And that's the objection that the affiliates have consistently and continue to make, John.
This is getting off very much off the topic of the finances. I want to draw the finance discussion to a close. The next item on the agenda is the National Election Supervisor Report. Renee, are you here?
Yes.
And do you need this?
Do I need, no, I wish I knew that.
Thank you. Good. Would someone please turn it off? Okay.
I have my presentation.
Thank you, LaVon. Thank you for the report.